Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we're firing up our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you pointing your spotlight on this week?
Well, as we continue pecking away, Chris, at the Walter Payton Man of the Year honorees this year, and I think we've brought this guy's name up before, but again, it doesn't matter because if they're doing good things, we're going to get a mention on this show. And that's Mike Evans, the wide receiver of the Tampa Bay Bucks, Chris. First of all, on the field, people probably heard he had his seventh consecutive 1,000-yard receiving season to begin a career. That eclipsed Randy Moss as the most ever. This guy's already going to be a Hall of Famer, Chris. He's 27 years old and has all the records for the Buccaneers. And having Brady as your quarterback, that doesn't hurt at all. But I just hope the Saints are able to control this guy this coming week anyway. But he is, again, their candidate for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And if you read his resume, you're wondering why, how he couldn't win. But all these guys are like that because they do so many things. But just for example, for what he did this year, Chris, first of all, he's headed the Mike Evans Family Foundation for a few years now. But usually every year there's something that puts a guy over the top that gets him nominated again. And this is a short story. I mean, back in May, he formed a very special bond with a patient at the a cancer center down in Tampa. His name was Marco Solis. And Marco was a 23-year-old kid, Chris. He's battling colorectal cancer. And Evans just took a fond interest in him. And they connected over the internet while, Marco was hospitalized. And just Evans couldn't get over his positivity because his cancer was terminal. And Mike automatically, Chris, didn't want to be recognized for this, but he sent him $10,000 in cash just to help the family with the financial burden. And he sent a nice care package to Marco. And, Marco passed away just 2 months after that, Chris. And yet you wonder, Marco probably went to his grave a very happy man because of what Evans did for him. But Evans, after that, covered the expenses for Marco's funeral. He's worn specially designed cleats in games honoring Marco. And that was just this year, Chris. But, I mean, going back, the Evans Family Foundation, he does every year a catch for Christmas. It's an entire week of events that raises money for domestic violence. Now, he's had a very incredible life in that his father battered his mother, and the father was ultimately murdered by a family member. It's just an amazing story what Evans has been through. But him and his wife, Ashley, they really have taken an interest in kids down in the South there. He brings them presents all the time. He'll just jump on Zoom meetings at a time now with virtual learning to surprise people. He's raised money for victims down in Florida, and anytime there's a major disaster, you'll see his name with these people. So it's, again, this stems from childhood and what he went through, and he just, since he was a kid, he'll say, I just wanted to make the world a better place because of what I went through. So I can keep going on and on, Chris. If people go to the NFL.com and read about some of the honorees, check out Evans from the Tampa Bay Bucks, what he's done. It's beyond impressive, and you wonder how he couldn't win. But again, every week we go through this, guys like him are doing similar things. So this week, again, it's all about Mike Evans of the Bucks. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Great story again, and to your point, Bob, this is either the second or the third time that we've had Mike in the spotlight. He's done some great things for our friends in the military. So I think, if I remember correctly, Bob, I think his father was in the military. So I know we've spotlighted him for those sorts of things. So kudos to Mike and another great story, and that he continues to be great. Bob, I'm going to put my spotlight on Chiefs right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. And he not only helped the Chiefs win the Super Bowl last season, but he's a guy who's got his medical degree from McGill University in Montreal. That's where he's from. He's from Montreal, Quebec. He was the first player to opt out of playing this season, and he did so because he wanted to be on the front lines helping to fight the coronavirus back in Montreal. And here's how much this guy loves football, Bob. In college, frequently we'd get off from his shift at the hospital late at night, and he'd head right over to the football team's locker room where he'd try to grab a couple of hours of sleep on the floor in the locker room until his teammates would show up and kind of give him a nudge to wake him up when it was time for practice. Then once during the NFL season, he arranged to take an important medical school test during the bye week, and he crammed for it on the way home from the Chiefs game when they were over in London. So he's on the flight back. That's when he's cramming for his test up all night on that flight. He took a lot of pride in showing people that, you know, it's possible to be both a starting NFL player and a guy in medical school. Sort of harken back a little bit to what Arthur Moat shared with us earlier in the show. But being on the front lines, you know, since early in the offseason is giving him a very different perspective on the pandemic and the stress it puts on people and the healthcare system. He said, "I cannot allow myself to potentially transmit the virus in our communities simply to play the sport I love. If I'm going to take risks, I'm going to do it caring for patients," which is fantastic. He's not a medical doctor yet. He hasn't completed his residency. So last summer, he applied to work at one of Canada's publicly funded senior homes, a collection of more than 400 facilities that accounted for roughly 80% of the country's COVID-19 related deaths. During the spring and summertime last year. He took the only job he could get, and that was as an orderly. He's cleaning bedpans, feeding and bathing the elderly. He's also assisting at a long-term care facility that has 180 beds spread over six floors. He spends time with his patients, Bob. He's not one of these, you know, sort of people that is dropping off medications and then, you know, on to the next person. He's actually spending time talking to the patients and being with them. He's still right up there on the front lines. So that's who this guy is, a guy who cares more about helping, you know, people than just winning football games. Bob, it's another story of a player going above and beyond, just like Mike Evans, for people in his community. I thought that was a fantastic story.
Yeah, it's almost as if we're playing a "Can You Top This" every week. We're like, my goodness.
That's right.
That's just amazing, right? It's like, and we hear another story that says, wow, I didn't think we can do any better than the week before. But this is how many good guys are out there. And like you said, the knucklehead stuff that often comes up, which we try not to pay too much attention to, but it is out there. But these guys more than make up for that. And that's why we end the show with it, Chris. But especially during these tough times, to see guys do what he did, and both of these guys tonight. And, you know, with Arthur Moats and his focus on positivity tonight, that was a major uplifting show tonight, and what a way to end it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't have said it better, my friend. All right, time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. Bob and I want to send out our thanks again to Arthur Moats, Tony Collins, Jerry Cooney, and Brian Baker for joining us. And Bob, I always thank you, my friend, for spending your Thursday nights with me. You make the show so much fun.
No, you too. That was a blast tonight, Chris. What a quartet of guests, and my goodness, great chemistry tonight, and let's do it again next week, shall we?
Absolutely. Scheduled to join us next week, we're going to have a quartet of TNT guest Hall of Famers. Steelers legend Greg Lloyd going to be back with us. Bob, can't wait to hear what Greg has to say about last Sunday. That should be a passionate speech. Looking forward to that.
Fasten your seatbelts. Yeah.
Indeed. Our good friend and SiriusXM radio host, Zig Percassi, will be back with us, as will the dean of Atlanta Sports Talk Radio, Bo Bach. And, of course, Tony Collins will be back for our five-star picks of the week. So another outstanding show, folks, waiting for you next week. We hope you'll come back and join us and be a part of the show. Want to remind you how you can follow us on social media. Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. The show is at TNT Podcast. You can visit us on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages. Plus, we've got a page for the show as well. Give us a like. That's very important to us. You can check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to keep up to date with what our guest schedule looks like. Plus, we're going to link back to the show. It's available as a podcast to you over on Podbean. But if you've got a favorite podcasting site, you're going to find the show on it. Just do a search for Thursday Night Tailgate. We're on Apple Podcast, radio.com, TuneIn, player.fm. We are all over the net. And folks, if you'll do us a favor and go on podcastmagazine.com and vote for this show and the golf show next on the tee to help us get into and stay into, I should say, the hot 50 list on their charts, we'd certainly really appreciate your support. Next on the tee has been right up there amongst the top. We're closing, we're inside the top 30 on Next on the Tee. So we appreciate you there and get Thursday Night Tailgate in there as well. And we got a lot of great friends. You can vote for up to three shows. Huddle Up with Gus with our good friend Gus Ferrat, the Third and Three podcast with our good friend Jason, and so many others. Now, you know, you talk about great podcasts out there. Please vote them up and get us into their Hot 50. We'd really appreciate your support. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris. We'll talk next week, and please stay healthy. And we want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for always doing such a tremendous job with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, good night, Terry, and good night, Rusty. We miss you guys.